Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1, The Ticket. This person, shall we say, span many generations. I grew up with them. I've seen some spoofs of them, but people of all ages have loved and made fun of this person at the same time, the one, the only, Ron Popeil, passed away yesterday. Of course, Ron Popeil, he had some great products, including Mr. Microphone. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Also, the smokeless ashtray.
What?
Yeah. There was this ashtray that they put this thing so you when the cigarette would smoke, it wouldn't go out.
Okay,
anymore.
Yes, I get it.
Automatic pasta maker.
Yep.
And of course, the one named after himself, the Popeil Pocket Fisherman.
Yes. Pull it right out.
I'm stunned you didn't have any of those.
No, I do not have the Pocket Fisherman. Yeah. I have seen it, but have never owned one or used one.
So let me ask you this, 248-539-9797. Whether it's a Ronco, a Ron Popeil product, or somebody else, what's the best or weirdest thing you ever bought from like one of those television ads? You know, not a normal product. You know, you go to those stores sometimes in the mall.
Yeah,
that has, seen on TV
yeah. stores. Yes, exactly.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't buy things. I don't. Maybe OxyClean. I've never bought off a TV. If anything, I feel like when I was younger, my mom had a Thighmaster. That was an infomercial thing.
God,
I feel like any of the workout things, maybe I would consider like, oh, that looks kind of cool. But yeah. I am not one to buy things off of infomercials.
What was the Shake Weight?
Shake Weight. Yes. Or like the Gazelle, or there was like the Total Gyms, the Bowflex, those things.
Yeah.
But no, have you bought stuff off an infomercial?
No, not really. No, I laughed at them all.
Yeah,
I mean,
I did one time, and it was prior to, it was like, you know, you had to make the phone call, had to send in the check or whatever, and, you know, it was
only
like,
two
you know,
payments.
middle school, middle school, high school age. I turned on the TV one Saturday morning, because I used to watch fishing shows, and they had a commercial or infomercial for the Banjo Minnow, and I thought the Banjo Minnow, it was impossible that it couldn't catch fish. It was just impossible. If you had the Banjo Minnow, you would catch fish every
right.
time you threw it out there. I thought, my God, I got to have one of these. I got one. Never caught a fish on it.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Never
caught There was no guarantees on any of these things. They had the...
Or your money back.
Yes. Right. Well, I was too young to even worry about a guarantee. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is
The automatic pasta maker, which allowed you to make pasta in like different type of shapes.
Right, yeah.
Those type of things. Let's talk to Gary calling us from Burrville. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. You'll enjoy this, Jan. I bought night vision binoculars.
Okay.
And all they did was set, it was like a green flashlight, and everything under the sun around me would see me when I would use it. It was a bunch of junk. Anyway,
yes.
That's what I had to say.
Well, because the commercial, when you know, or at least you think you know what it's supposed to look like, as soon as you put them on, you think, oh, everything is supposed to be green because that's what you see in all
right.
the movies. And the night vision binoculars are supposed to do that.
Yeah, they did it very poorly. They did it where everybody could see you.
Right, yes. There was no privacy, yes. Yes. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Do you know anybody that bought the Flobee?
That's the hair cutting thing. Oh, George Clooney.
Right.
Yeah.
You mentioned
right.
that. He's the one that uses that all the
That's
time.
That's the only person I know who's used a Flobee.
I'm calling BS on that one.
Me too.
I'm reading some of the other stuff that I do remember when I go back. Dial-O-Matic, which was like the Chop-O-Matic and the Veg-O-Matic. They don't cut veggies small enough. Kids can't recognize them. So the Dial-O-Matic will. The food slicer debuted in the mid-50s, preceding the modern food processor. Uh-huh. The original price was $3. It took a much smaller slice out of the family budget. It says here, the Dial-O-Matic has sold 2 million units and is still available now for $29.99. Jason at Flat Rock, what's going on?
Not much. John, I share your pain with the banjo minnow.
Yeah.
The thing they didn't tell you is you had to order the gut colors separately.
Right, right. So did you end up making a second purchase after you found out you didn't get the ones you wanted?
Yep.
And did they ever work for you?
The shiner color works.
Okay.
I still have some to this day.
Since they had me sold, it was, and literally, hook, line, and sinker.
That's great.
Do they still have them there, Jason? Do they still make it?
I don't know.
I think they still make it, but I still have mine from, I want to say what, John, about 20 years ago?
At least, yeah.
Wow.
26 years ago, yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason, yeah.
Appreciate it. What about the rotisserie barbecue oven?
Love the rotisserie.
Is that the set it and forget it?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I actually had one of those. I don't think I bought it off the TV. I went to, Bed Bath & Beyond
Well, that's the thing, because... Yeah.
Was it the same one? Or
probably, yeah. We had, for Christmas one year, everyone got those Snuggies. That was like a thing that started as an infomercial,
yes,
I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do have one of those.
Uh-huh. I just remember setting, when I would put the chicken in there for the reason, I would actually say every time I would close the window, I'd be like, set it and forget it.
Perfect.
Every time.
What about the solid liquid injector?
What?
Well, it was like a big ass syringe or whatever.
Right.
And he put like chocolate chips or fruit and stuff. And he even injected it into like a turkey or something. Like, it was ridiculous.
It's just chocolate chips and a turkey.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yes, I know. Yes.
I'm trying to find him. I'm going to Google it to get you more precise information.
Yes.
But there were other, he wasn't the only guy. There was this guy named Joe Fowler who went to college with me. He ran our college radio station. You see him the flow glow and all that stuff. If you Google Joe Fowler, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Yes, the solid flavor injector, resembling a syringe with large plastic needle. This gadget is used to inject fillings such as dried fruit, small veggies, nuts, chocolate chips, and candy into foods such as hams, roast, cupcakes, and pastries.
I can see the pastry.
At just $14.95.
I don't see the ham.
Well, you probably put, I don't think you put chocolate chips into the ham. You probably do the dried fruit.
All right.
Do you remember the Slap Chop? That was the guy that was really loud and just high energy, and he was just, kept throwing down vegetables, and then he would just.
I think that might be the guy I know, Joe. I don't know. Google it. I don't know.
His name is.
All right, we'll figure it out during the break.
Vince Offer.
Oh, different guy. 248-539-9797. I'm surprised. We got a lot of ticket texts. I'm surprised we never thought of this one. We didn't bring this one up. The George Foreman grill. I mean, that's where it started as an infomercial.
And everyone had one. Yeah, everybody had a George Foreman.
For good reason.
Yeah.
They worked. It was good. I mean, you put the burger in there and the juices flow. It was terrific. All right, here we go. I just bought my first As Seen on TV product. It's 3 LED lights on one socket. Screw into a garage socket and it lights up the whole garage. A lot of these products are very good.
They are.
Some of them are bogus.
I have one similar I picked up at, I think it was Home Depot.
Remember the Slap Chop commercial where the guy said, "You're going to love my nuts." Still makes me laugh just thinking about it. That's from Gary from South Carolina.
Yes.
I think they played that on the Valenti show frequently, right? Uh-huh. "You're going to love my nuts." By the way, speaking of the Valenti show and Valenti and Rico, a name from the past happened to call in to Wojo and Rieger yesterday. Boat Guy. Boat guy called in, didn't identify himself as boat guy,
yeah.
who they hadn't heard from in a long, long time. And Rieger goes, that sounds like boat guy. Are you boat guy? Yeah. And it was and boat guy. It was boat guy. Very nice. Paul in a shop. George Foreman Grill.
Mm-hmm.
The Sham Wow.
Sham Wow.
Yes. Always be the best.
Mm-hmm.
The Ronco Rotisserie. We talked about that one. A thing that sat by your stereo and you inserted your albums into it and pulled the first one forward and the rest of them would flip so you could grab the one you wanted to listen to. This assumed you own only about 25 albums. I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
I bought a Mr. Microphone for the heck of it. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. I saw the Banjo Minnow infomercial when I was like 10. My parents refused to buy it.
Yeah.
A couple months later, we saw it at a garage sale, and then we got it. Never once caught a fish.
Yeah, I got sucked into that one, too.
Yes. Got to defend the Banjo Minnow.
Oh.
I was lured in by the ad, and it actually worked fine. Got some great largemouth bass.
Hey, good for you.
Mm-hmm. In college, I bought a product that would cook your eggs, toast bacon, and coffee at the same time. You load the ingredients at night, set a timer, and would crack the eggs and make everything ready at the time you set. Most disgusting breakfast ever.
What? Yes, straight from the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like my wife. No, just kidding. Because I don't eat breakfast. John, I'm getting ready to order something called the Animated Lure. Hoping it's not a flop. Tony in Oxford.
Oh, the Animated Lure.
Any idea what that is?
I don't, but I will soon.
I'm sure you will. You'll check it out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.